Brian Rowan. I want to speak to Brian about this as well. Brian, good morning.
Hiya, Frank, again.
And how do you read it at this point, as Ken saying they're just releasing this as we speak?
Yeah, and we chatted about this morning. There are no great shocks or surprises in the document that Sinn Féin has produced in terms of its proposals for draft terms of reference for what they're calling an independent panel investigation. They're also saying in that document again, Frank, and I'll just read you a sentence, the panel will produce a preliminary report within 4 weeks of its establishment. The First Minister will stand aside pending the findings of the preliminary investigation. So that demand, I suppose, that it is now, it's no longer friendly advice. It's still very much in there. There is no indication that Arlene Foster has any intention of standing aside. And I spoke to you this morning, Frank, about this very public row, bus stop breakdown that we're seeing involving the two big parties, the two parties in the executive. We know that the kind of deadline, timeline that we're working to is when the Assembly returns around January 16, the Sinn Féin motion will be brought forward. But there is a bit of thinking out in the background, I put it no stronger than that, a bit of thinking out in the background about whether this crisis can even make it to that date, get that far, if there isn't going to be any shift, any room for manoeuvre in that demand for Arlene Foster to step aside, Arlene Foster saying she's not going to do that. Is there a possibility? Is there a possibility that this could be brought to a head before January 16 or January 17? It's a bit of thinking out that's in the background. I put it no stronger than that, Frank, but I think it's something that we need to be alert to. Obviously meant the 16th of January, but as I say, there is no indication, and I made this clear to you this morning, there is not an agreement yet on the investigation. There is no agreement on the plan that will reduce and cut the RHI costs, but I think the big sticking point, and this is the focus that I suppose we all need to keep, the big sticking point, the knot that cannot be untied, as it's been described to me at the moment, is this line that Arlene Foster must step aside, and Arlene Foster saying very clearly to people in response to that, that she is not going to step aside.
Brian, thank you. Brian Rowan, Ken Reid, our political editor, and that's the latest from Sinn Féin and their demands. Right, making the proposed terms of reference public, and that independent panel that they want would be headed by a judicial figure from outside the jurisdiction, and the central demand that the First Minister, Arlene Foster, must step aside.